Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 38.
We're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Hey, we did it. It only took a month and a half. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's our time. It's our time zone.
Yep.
Hey, if this is your first time listening, thank you. We have a very special guest this episode, too. We have Nick Cupsey.
Yeah.
Who nicely slid his way on by. He's the host of a new show on Laughcast. Called Slut Gaming.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to it on YouTube, or you can watch. Basically, the premise of the show is he interviews awesome people, friends, comedians, and they talk about their sex life while they play video games.
Yeah.
And you can watch it all unfold. It's an awesome show.
And Jake and I will be on a few episodes coming up very soon.
In the near future, yeah. Yeah, Bubba and I will be rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Speaking of rock and rolling, we played a first show the other
wow,
day.
Wow, that was...
Hey, I'm
great.
Good at this,
that
man.
That was really good.
I've been practicing. Bubba, we played St. Patty's Day.
We did.
Was it fun?
It was a great time.
I was high on heroin. seriously, it was such a blast.
Oh, I had a blast, yeah.
It was so cool.
It was nice.
We had a nice technical difficulty.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got through it.
We did. We still wowed the crowd.
It was awesome. It was really cool. You notice that people respond way differently when you're playing acoustic. They're like, ooh, we love this volume. We can talk and ignore the shit out of you. But hey, as long as people are happy and we're happy and getting money.
Most important thing.
Yeah. Money. No, seriously, I had a blast.
Yeah, me too, man.
My fingers felt like shredded pork.
They still hurt.
Yeah.
Still hurt.
Yeah.
Maybe, hopefully, in the future, you might be seeing more of those. So keep your ears to the ground for that, too.
Yes, ears to the ground.
Or to the speakers.
Grindstone.
Balls.
if you have any suggestions, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. You guys have any suggestions, comments, concerns, question marks, chips in a bottle, horoscopes.
Song requests.
Food recipes. Song requests. Guest ideas. Email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And you can also look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast or Twitter @your_late.
Guys, this is an awesome episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Kind of getting back into it.
Yeah.
I
should do episodes drunk all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Bubba was a little hungover. We didn't get into that too much.
No.
At all.
not even a little.
Now they know. So what you're about to hear, Bubba's been drunk the whole time.
For the entire hour.
Fun fact, Bubba got engaged.
I did. And you get to hear all about it.
It's awesome. Yeah. We talk about it.
Yes,
so
we did.
So give it a listen.
All right. Well, enjoy.
Laughcast.com presents.
Do you ever listen to his podcast?
No, the only clip I ever listened to was when he went off about Yoko Ono during a Chuck Berry performance.
Yeah. Was that the, yeah.
This fucking chick.
You introduced me to that.
Did I?
Yeah, that was years ago.
That cracked me up.
Dude, he's amazing. He goes for an hour.
Get a hold of your fucking woman.
He talks to himself and he says like the most wrong things. And then he's just like, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. And then he just keeps going. It's awesome.
I don't believe it.
So it's been a month.
Oh, God.
Been a month. Last time we were here was Valentine's Day. Our ladies were with us.
Yeah.
Anything new, Bubba?
Let me think. I got engaged.
Yeah!
I thought you were... Oh, you do have a can. I was like, it looks like you're trying to open a can of beer.
I was timing it.
Perfect.
Our sound effect board is... We can't afford a sound effect board. It's Folly Studios. Congratulations. Rudy!
DJ drop.
Congratulations. You got engaged.
I did.
Where'd you get engaged?
In beautiful Miami Beach.
This isn't a joke. You actually got engaged in Miami.
I did.
What brought you to Miami in the first place?
We were going to visit.
Is this too interviewing for you?
No, it's just like, wait, okay. We were going to visit a friend of ours, a married couple, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Brian Kinslow. He's a big listener.
Oh, is so he really?
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, we get him through his flights.
Dude, you're the man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, I had been going back and forth. I felt like such an asshole because I've been going back and forth. No.
Without Meg? Yeah. I've been going to Meg.
I've been going to Miami so much. But,
I was going to say, you look tan.
Yeah. Hey. We'll talk about that later. For those of you who don't know, I'm brown.
Everybody knows us.
Well,
we're
do
famous.
They? But do they?
Okay.
Oh, where was I?
So you were going back and forth to Miami without Megan.
Without Megan, yeah, having a great time. It's like, shit. No, I was texting him I was Snapchat messaging him to hide the evidence for like a week and a half. So I
really?
Could, yeah. So I could, I just kept going back and forth whether or not I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And ultimately I decided that I wasn't going to do it. And then the day of the flight, I was like, well, you know what? I'll get the ring just in case.
Oh, so the day that you guys left here, you decided last minute, let me bring it.
If it works, if it...
Just
it
in
feels,
case.
If it feels right, right. Okay. And then if it doesn't, I don't,
In your head, did it go as well as you had thought it would?
Yeah.
Did it go
Actually,
better?
It went better, I think, yeah.
Yeah? What did you picture in your head?
We were... Sunrise was my original plan, but that's very...
Sunrise? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I know. Everyone does a sunset.
Oh, so you wanted to be different.
Yeah, just like iPhone. Just like Apple.
Like Android.
Or Android, whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Droid. So then, What happened with Sunrise? You guys just didn't wake up?
Well, there was one, the first day was like, I felt like I was like really just driving. I'm like, so you want to go see sunrise tomorrow? We got to make sure we get up to see that sunrise.
They're like, what the fuck is up with Bubba and these sunrises? Yeah. Does he want to part? Does he want to do cocaine? Yeah. He wants to do cocaine all night? Is that what he wants to do?
We could stay up all night and just go. Like, no, that's a terrible idea. But no, I was still on the fence. And then the Friday that we went, Brian kept saying, go see the sunset. I'll meet you guys there. It's really beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Here's where you should go. So I thought he was like, he was so insistent on it, I thought he's like, yeah, do it now. Do it now. So
yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah. So it's 80 degrees out. I put on a pullover. So you can't see the ring box poking out of my pocket.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, Meg's like, you're gonna be so hot. She's like, it's 80 degrees outside right now. Like, it was windy earlier.
And for backstory, you sweat.
A lot.
A lot.
Profusely. I'm sweating right now.
Are you nervous?
No, it's just my sad body. It's weeping from all the alcohol.
We'll come back to that later.
Pain in that. It was really windy this morning, so I'm just gonna wear it just in case. You never know.
Yeah. Smart. Yeah, smart.
Well, she thought I was an idiot. But we get out there and I'm like we get to the place and I'm just soaked. It's running down my face just from wearing the polar. I'm like, oh, this is a mistake. And I'm waiting for...
You're right.
I'm waiting for this oil tanker to get out of the way of the sunset. So I was like, oh, this is going to be perfect.
Did the oil tanker just was driving by in the water?
It
was like, oh, look at that sunset.
It was turning around. It was backing up and doing like a 360. And,
shut up.
Yeah.
Like it was pulling into a parking spot.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like doing. It's like you're doing a K-turn. But, the sun was setting over the city skyline because Miami Beach is actually separate from Miami itself.
Yeah.
And so I look over to my left and I see this couple walking up and this guy has a little square bulge in his pocket. And we locked eyes for a good 3-5 seconds. And I was like,
and you guys were probably both like intense and scared.
Yeah.
And you guys probably looked into each other's souls.
Yeah.
You know, at that moment, like he's about to do it. You're about to do it.
So we decided to propose to each other instead and just leave the girls.
What's his name?
Donald. we locked eyes for a second. And I was like, this son of a... No, don't you fucking dare do it. And he goes... He sits his girlfriend down on, the wall overlooking the bay.
Yeah.
And then goes and gives his phone to this guy doing yoga. There's a lot of people doing yoga. And capoeira. I don't know if you're familiar
Capoeira?
With
I know that.
Yeah, Brazilian.
Have you ever seen Only the Strong?
Yes.
Greatest movie ever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But he, okay, time out. Who gives their phone to just some like random homeless yoga man?
Yeah, I know,
Excuse
right?
Excuse me, sir.
Like the guy who's like, and he, the guy's like doing like artsy yeah. angles and stuff. Like he's like doing
no.
like a skateboard video, like getting down
no.
low and following them around.
Oh,
yeah, it
man.
Was hilarious. But Meg didn't even, nobody noticed except for me and Meg. Meg only noticed because I noticed. Because
you said something?
Yeah. I was like, yeah. hey, look, they just got engaged. And I was like trying to gauge her reaction.
Yeah. Like, oh, so, okay. Yeah. So it was like a litmus test.
Sort of. And she's
smart.
Like, oh, yeah. Meg was like the only person clapping. But, yeah, so like the oil tanker's still moving out of the way and it finally gets away. And then Meg's looking at me like, so do you want to sit down or?
And you're just standing
just
there.
Stand here.
With a pullover.
Yeah, like rolled up in my arm. But then I grabbed her and pulled her back over and,
Get off the phone. Get off the phone.
Sorry.
Get off the phone. You're in the middle of the peak of the story. His phone goes off and he's like, and yeah, we got
oh,
married.
Shit, I gotta go. yeah. And then I yeah, and then now we're getting married. The end. Yeah.
Okay. It couldn't have happened at the worst possible moment.
I know.
Like, so then I look at her and oh yeah, we're married now. So you're sitting there, you got a ring in the pullover?
Yeah, it's in the it's zipped up in a pocket. And like I had this whole spiel prepared and I, as soon as I started saying it I just like started sobbing like a sad person.
Yeah.
I love you so much.
Give me your, what was your, if you don't, do you mind sharing? What was your,
well,
you don't have to. You can, well, you can paraphrase.
Yeah, it's, she always asks me all the time, like, why do I love her? And I always give her, like, the same shitty response, like, because you're pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Very
like,
shallow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Because we have great times by ourselves. In bed. No, like I had like this whole very like jokey, elaborate
yeah.
response to that finally, like something like heartfelt.
Where you like you always ask me why I love you and you're on your knee and you're like, and this is why.
Sort of. Well,
yeah.
That's kind of what it, like how it ended. How it all wrapped up. Yeah. But she had no idea what was going on. She's like looking at me like, why are you crying? Stop it. We're in a public place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need a tissue? Yeah.
But yeah, the hardest zipper I've ever had to open in my entire life. I'm like,
when you
God
went down,
damn it, open this fucking thing.
When you went down on a knee, did you like? Did she know immediately what was going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's, and, yeah. So
but did you? Okay. So did you start your crying and then you got down on a knee, or did you cry as soon as you got down on a knee?
No, I started crying before I got down on a knee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like I wasn't like weeping, but like started blubbering a little.
Oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
of course you would.
Yeah. I have difficulty being vulnerable.
Yeah, that's okay. I think I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. But, yeah, let's start with your story.
Yeah. Yeah, so I get down on one knee and I ask the question, and then when she says yes, I just, like, I freeze, and I'm just holding the ring in my hand, like, yeah, cool. You gotta put... Oh, I have to put this on your finger. She's like, she's holding her hand out. Like,
she's
like
yes. Yeah. And you.
Yes.
You guys are playing like.
Yes.
Married chicken.
Yeah.
It's like, who's going to make the first?
She didn't think I'm fucking putting that thing on her finger. She got to line up. No, but it, like, and it worked out perfectly, too, because Brian ended up showing up and he was going to take a snap and put it on Snapchat, like just making fun of us for hugging or whatever.
And
like,
being at the sunset.
He was going to say, like, get a room, you two, or something like that. And as soon as he started recording. Is when I dropped down to a knee.
That's crazy.
It was like
how
I just been saying it's like it's serendipitous. Like there's no other answer for that.
It's like the stars aligning.
Yeah, and
that's
then,
so great. So you got it on video.
We got like the a quick little snap and then like a minute long video of him just like taking shots of the landscape and like running around.
Yeah,
like I and it was funny when I saw him when he walked up, and I was just like, I'm not saying anything to Megan about him being here. Yeah. Keep taping. This is perfect.
Oh, that's yeah.
But it was kind of funny too, because right before I did it, like I saw that guy get someone to videotape it. Like, oh, maybe I should wait for him to get here and he can record it. I was like, no, fuck that.
The guy who just got engaged.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, guy who's having the greatest moment of his life.
I meant I should wait for Brian to get here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy for you too. Can you do the same thing for me?
Wait, and I think I saw the one video, and there's definitely a guy doing yoga.
Oh, there's a whole group of people doing yoga, and then
like, was it like a class?
No, they're just out there like talking and joking around doing yoga.
Okay,
but,
that's cool.
But then this one lady who was right behind us, like she took like 30 pictures and
really
sent them all to us. Yeah,
Dude, we should share. Can we share that on the page of videos?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this is a great story, and it would be so cool for people to see the moment happen.
And see what kind of great love we have in each.
You guys have an amazing love. Seriously, I'm jealous of you guys.
No.
I don't want to say that because Michelle will come in. But you guys have something really special, and I'm
Thank
so
you.
Happy and excited for you guys.
Thank you. So are we.
Especially this next phase in your life.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
We're growing up. It still hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
Now I have to do adult things.
So when did you say the baby was due?
Well, we're planning on having
No, I was just kidding.
Yeah. Well, what about you? Let's hear your engagement story.
Oh. It was 8 years ago. It was a while ago. It was 2009? No, 2010, I think.
Okay.
I think it was 2010. It was Christmas Eve. Michelle had always said, don't apologize. Don't apologize for anything you ever do.
Yeah.
No, she said, whatever you do, don't propose to me on a holiday. That was her number one rule, is don't propose.
Don't apologize.
I don't know why I keep going to apologize. Don't propose on a holiday because, that's stupid. It's hack.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And then, the January before we got engaged, mind you, we got engaged Christmas Eve, so
oh, okay.
Your birthday.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, I had to take away.
Yeah. Jesus is already taking my birthday. You guys got to take it too.
But yeah, it was the January before that Christmas Eve, which I proposed. We went and picked out a ring. January.
Oh wow.
11.
So you held that thing for
yes,
a while.
I did, and I was paying it off. I was unemployed. And I was able to pay off the ring within a year.
Oh.
Unemployed.
Good.
Thank you,
yeah.
Taxpayers, for buying my love. So the reason why I waited so long is her sister got married in November, like November 9th,
okay.
November 15th, around that time. And it was always like a rule that she had with her sister. She has so many rules.
Yeah.
One of them was don't be engaged while her sister's engaged.
Oh.
It's also like kind of like her don't be pregnant while her sister's pregnant kind of thing. Now I think that one is more off the table
yeah.
at this point.
yeah.
So I didn't ask until after the wedding. And like the day after the wedding, it was like, okay, now you can just ask any day, anytime, any day. You can just ask.
Right.
You can just do it now.
Yeah.
And then like I'm like, no, I'm not going to just do it now. Like I'm going to make it a special moment. I'm
yeah,
not going to
yeah,
be like,
yeah, right.
Hey, let's go to Granite Run and let me... ask you in front of Spencer's kids.
Yeah. You like this dildo?
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, if you like it, then we should put a ring on it.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, yeah, this dildo's got a little diamond on it. Look at that. It's a little butt plug.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the butt plug on this dildo.
There's something dangling off these Benoit balls.
So, yeah, then about like a week or two past, Thanksgiving comes around, and she's like, so excited. She thought I was going to do it on Thanksgiving. She cried because I didn't. And she's like, look, just ask me any day, any time. I don't care if it's a holiday. Just please just do it. Please just, that's just. And I'm like, relax. It's it's coming. Just, you know.
Yeah, like that's, and that's like in the back of your head, you got to be like, if you only knew. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
I was kind of enjoying it too. A little
bit. There's so many times, not so many, but there were a few times after I got the ring. We're like, we got into like a stupid fight. I'm just like, you have no idea what I have right now. I could end this all right now if I wanted to.
Yeah, so that's what we did. It was Christmas Eve. Her family was there. And I think this is the first time my family went to her family's Christmas Eve party. And we're all just sitting in the living room quietly because everybody knew what was going on except for her. And like Blue Christmas is playing. And it wraps up. And then everybody's just staring at me, and it's like silent for a minute because I think the Pandora station was like loading.
And then Elvis goes, "And now Jake."
And then I got down on one knee. I asked her dad that night if I could propose. I was like, "Hey, do you care if I propose to Michelle?" And she's like, "No, I've been waiting for you to ask me that." I was like, "Awesome."
Good.
Do you care if I do it tonight?
Like right now.
Yeah, yeah. Like in like the next hour. And
minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around, he's like,
watch this. So yeah, and then I got down on one knee and started blubbering myself.
Yeah. And, it's hard.
Yeah, dude. It's like I was so scared and so nervous. I knew the answer.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's just like.
Right.
It's a really intense moment.
Right. It's a nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah. Dude, I think for me, proposing was scarier than the wedding.
Yeah, really?
For real. Yeah, for me, anyway.
I can see that, because it's like you're taking that, like, you're forcing yourself to take that step with little preparation, whereas, like, with a wedding, like, there's so much planning
exactly,
involved.
Exactly, yeah. By the time you say I do, it's like,
it's over.
Thank God, yeah.
Thank God.
That was the greatest feeling, by the way, for Michelle, of the whole wedding experience. She said was the day after.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all the stress, everything just went away.
You don't have to worry about it anymore, yeah.
It was great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
Now we get to start stressing.
What's your. Yeah. Congratulations for all this brought on stress.
Do you realize what you've done?
So, no, do you guys have a date in mind?
We're going to wait until after. Her brother's getting married in May, and my cousin's getting married in June.
Okay.
So we'll probably start planning stuff after all that settles down.
Cool.
Yeah, I have my cousin's bachelor party, her brother's bachelor party. I'm the best man in my cousin's wedding. It's like,
yeah.
And she's in her brother's wedding. It's
too
much stuff. So I picked a great time to do it.
No, it was a good time.
No, I couldn't be happier with how it worked out. It was perfect.
That's awesome, man.
Like, it was either that or I was going to wait until like the summer to do it. That's what Meg thought I was going to do. It was in the summer.
Yeah.
And she had no idea. But like, I was just thinking, hey, there he is.
Come on in, pal.
We're sharing engagement stories.
You're married, aren't you, Mr. Nick Cupsey?
Yes, I am. What's up, guys?
Not
What's
much.
Going on, bud?
We recording?
We are.
Do you want to unmute one of these mics and join the party?
No fucking idea.
Oh,
wait, which mic is?
I'll do that. I'll go unmute it for you.
Ba 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 da ba ba da da da. Hey, bud. What's going on?
You fucking Filipino.
There you go. Yo, guys. Hey. It's too late with, or you're late, and too late is the show you write for.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
I sorry to crash your Black Panther party. I just fucking walked in.
Amazing.
Because I couldn't hear, like, what was going outside. I was like, let's let me slide in. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think I'm a lot more silent than I am. You know?
We do a lot of NPR style.
Yeah. Like, the long pause. Yeah. You know what? I like NPR.
Do you?
I do. I listen to it a lot, but I can't stand, like, everybody talks about, like, that NPR, like, Terry Gross voice.
I love Terry Gross.
But the voice, like, I just want to, like, I've never hit a woman in my life, and I never would, but, like, I might her. Like, maybe.
She has a, like, a condescension in her tone.
Oh, she just comes across as an asshole. You know?
She does. Like, at times.
Mean, seriously, she does. She
I've never listened to NPR.
When she does interviews, like, if a comedian makes a joke, she won't laugh.
No.
Oh,
it's like, it's so funny.
It's like your worst open mic nightmare come to life.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
But like, imagine what that's got to be like for the comedian, too. Just like, she's just staring back at you like, huh.
You're like smug.
No. That's not how she does her interviews. Oh, no. She records in Philadelphia, and then the guests will be in L.A. or they'll be in New York. So nobody sees each other. So they're sitting in a dark studio in NPR
New York. Is this thing on?
Yeah, they're only hearing her in the headphones.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
So when she doesn't laugh, it makes it that much more. Because you're just alone in a room and you make a joke, putting yourself out there.
Ha cha 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 cha.
And it dies.
It's just it listening to comedians die on her show makes me
it's
feel
hilarious.
Like we used to do this open mic, Delaware. Can we say Delaware County or this is a global medium?
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah,
okay, but in Delaware County, this place called RP McMurphy's and. Me and Jake would go, and we would tell these jokes, Bob, and, like, nobody cared. Like,
yeah, I've been to that mic.
You've been there, so you know. So people would kind of, it's the only way that the two of us can relate to that, right?
And people would want to fight you.
Yeah, like they well, hated you.
Yeah,
that's...
Like, I was telling a friend yesterday about, like, the kind of, like, arguments I've gotten in comedy. Like,
yeah.
With crowds, like, at open mics, where they don't fucking want you, or bars, like, didn't ask for the show.
Right.
And there you are, and they're like, oh, shut the fuck up. And I'm like, oh, this is going to end in my death. Like,
I want to drink in silence.
Yeah, like, no, but yeah. I mean, it's funny because oh God, it's just such a weird world. So we're talking about engagements before I interrupted.
You know, yeah, we just wrapped up on our two engagements. Yeah. Bubba just got engaged.
I did.
Last weekend?
Dumb fucking idiot.
That's what everyone keeps telling me.
Stupid son of a bitch.
What about you, Nick? You're a married man.
I've been married for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
It'll be July 3rd. We got married on a Tuesday because that's what people like
Tuesday.
Me do.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it was like a Friday night
people
wedding.
People like you?
Yes. People like me. Those
mailmen.
People. Mailmen. I got married on a Tuesday before 4th of July because it was like a Friday wedding. And I got engaged actually in this, partly using this studio.
Oh, really?
We pre-recorded a segment where I was talking about Joanne. If you want this ring, you'll come to the studio and get it. And then, so here we had pre-recorded it. Like, I wore the same exact outfit.
Oh, really?
Or like everything. Like, Chris Scamuffa, like, noticed, like, dude, you're not wearing your watch. Get your watch. Like, da 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 da.
Wow.
Like, Scamuffa was on point, man. I couldn't ask for a better friend.
Yeah.
Bless you, Bubba.
Thank you.
And, so what we did was, so Joanne thinks she's watching it live. There's a whole YouTube video of it.
Oh, really?
So she thinks she's watching it live, but then here we're all standing outside of the house waiting for her.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. You know? So,
how'd you get her to watch?
Make sure you watch this.
That's very true, because she's so sick of any comedic endeavor that
yeah.
I engage in.
Yeah.
So she, we got her to watch. I had my friend Mark come over with his fiance. And he's like, oh, I want to watch the Cup Muff show.
Smart.
And then,
so she would have been like, yeah, I watched.
Yeah, we're all standing out there for like an hour, Jay and Owen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she came out, and then the rest is history, you know? She was like, hey, you know, I want your D for the rest of my life. I was like, I got that good dick.
Yeah. So you proposed right out here?
Outside of my house, actually.
Oh, outside
so
of your house.
So she thinks that we were, like, she was coming out to, like, come to the studio to get her ring, but here we were all outside.
That's awesome.
Someone brought pizza. It was, like, really nice.
Oh, yeah?
Pizza cake. I called out the next day. I got hammered.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is getting engaged. Just that. It's getting engaged. I got a ring. Just get married. So, yeah, now I'm an idiot like the rest of the men. So, Bubba, you still have a chance to run.
I know. Not anymore. She likes that ring too much.
Does she?
Yeah.
I don't know how fast you Filipinos are.
We're pretty nimble. Nimble.
Yeah. You're susceptible to karaoke.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm kidding. The only reason
that is very true.
That is very true.
One of the truest statements I've ever heard.
The only reason I say is because, like I said to you, the first I'd never met Bubba, face to face. I'd listened to the show and whatever. I walk in and my first thing I ever say to the man is, "You're Asian." Like, not like, "Hi, nice to meet you." Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm such a shitty human being.
No, I am.
I'm a fucking horrible human being.
You're unfiltered.
The first step to getting better is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah, I have a problem with calling Asian people out on podcasts.
it's a niche therapy, I think.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Yeah, you're really, that's closing what brings the
you
market.
In today? What brings you in today?
What brings you in today? Well,
I compulsively make fun of Asians on radio.
The people that I don't know are Asian. Very specific. Maybe one of five people in the world have.
I'm chronically surprised by Asian people. It's just like walking down the street like, there's one.
I just listen to podcasts without looking at the people, and then I go find them to see if they're Asian. So
oh my god,
it's like you start yelling out whatever ethnicity you think they're like, Vietnamese,
Korean,
Ukrainian. That's so funny.
Thanks for guys for having me on. I just slide in here like it's my fucking show.
It was actually pretty seamless.
Yeah, you did that pretty well.
Yeah, you did. I got to say, Jake, you are definitely an A-plus comedian, and you just handled that transition perfectly well.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I would have been like,
we're in the middle of something right now. Please get out, Mom. Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything. Leave me alone.
I want to get caught jacking it. Just one more time.
What if you walked in and you were both jacking it and talking on the mics? Like, that's how we did our podcast.
Well, since I
guess Scamuffa never watches us while we do it.
Since I'm the host of Slut Gaming, I'd probably be like, jerk on. May I watch?
Oh, Slut Gaming. What's that?
Slut Gaming is a show I do here at laughcast.com where I bring on men, women, gay, straight, transgender, anybody, and I ask them questions about their sex life while we play video games.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
You looked at me when you said transgender. Was that another Filipino thing?
No, actually, that's Thailand. Yeah, Thai lady boys. Yeah. Which I would sleep with because they're kind of fucking hot. Have you ever seen one?
Only in the movies.
Oh, very confusing.
What movies?
yeah, what movies, bub? Do you find those on Pornhub?
Tie bangers.
Tie bangers.
Tie bangers.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, man.
They're wearing neckties. I got nothing.
Because I saw a platinum scrotum on the back of a truck the other day.
Platinum.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you pull over and just tell the guys that he should not live?
No, I just was like, oh, that guy could probably kick my ass, and then I drove away.
You could afford platinum.
Yeah, right?
All right, I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
And you too. You ever have, like, a confrontation? Like, I know comedians have talked about this in the past, and then, like, you bitch out, and then, like, afterwards you're just, like, angry at yourself. Like, you could have said to that guy, like, because I got a crazy story I got to tell you that happened after the Dirty Dozen one night. And you guys are really going to love this because we're all from the same area.
Uh-huh.
I was, I did the 30,000 down in Philadelphia at Helium Comedy Club. I had a good set, and I was really happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go home, and I stop at the Wawa because, Jake, what do all comedians do, like, after a
set?
Eat. They sad eat, no matter how good things
eating.
Are.
Yeah.
So I got a cup of coffee and a hot dog, and as I'm pulling into the Wawa, like, this hunk of crap car, like Honda Civic, it looks like, you know, it went through, like, a battle with, you know, it looks terrible. It looks like they picked it up, like, out of Afghanistan. We're like, here, drive this. And,
like ISIS sold them.
Yeah, like, like ISIS sells their used vehicles.
So here's where the mounted machine gun went.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's six people that can hang out and fire AK-47s.
A la traitor. You're giving me a high
five. Yes, that was great. You should turn that into a joke. And if you don't, I'm going to be sorely disappointed.
Sorry.
But the lady, okay, this, like, white trash lady comes out of this, like, typical white trash bar in Media, Pennsylvania. It's called John's. And we're parked, like, face-to-face, and we're watching this teenage girl back up. And, like, and I go, oh, man, you're worried that she's going to, like, back into your car. And she goes, shut the fuck up. I wasn't fucking talking to you.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I didn't know what to say. I was
thank
like,
you.
Was she in her car or was she?
No, she was. We were in the vestibule of the Wawa. And I was like, wow. Okay. I was looking at the lady trying not to hit my car. There was no need for you to, like. And then she's friends with the manager, says hi, doll, to the manager. And it's like 10:30 at night, and she goes to the lottery machine. So I was like, I win.
Yeah.
Like, if you're hitting the lottery machine at 10:30 on a Wednesday.
Spoiler alert, you've already lost.
Yeah. Pack it up, kid. There's the bench.
So this was after the Dirty Dozen one night?
Yeah, and it was like, and then 3 days later, I like went to that Wawa every day to confront her.
Do you guys find yourself, I have a confrontation story I want to get into, if that's okay.
Sure.
It is our show, I mean.
It's not like Terry Gross is your producer. Yeah. Hey, Terry, is it okay?
Yeah. But do you guys find yourself getting in a lot of confrontations?
Yeah.
No.
Not
that
sometimes.
Was a hesitant. No?
You don't I'm more of a silent sulker. I was like, fuck you, man.
Well, okay.
See you later.
Well, you take the train into work every day.
Yeah,
so
my baby takes the morning train.
Sorry. He does.
We can't afford that song, guys.
Okay, well, that's where I guess 99% of my rage comes from. just watching it go by. Oh, there it is again.
When the Estella comes by, it's like fucking bouncing off the wall.
Hey, 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 slow down. Kids live around here. All right. No, 99% of my stuff comes from driving. That's where most of my rage comes from.
Okay.
And I was just curious if you guys, well, you say you have no rage. You're at peace with the world.
No, I don't. I have plenty of rage. I just hold it in.
Again, with the racist. No.
I'm not Chinese.
We said you're at peace with the world. I just figured Buddha. All right.
No, I hate everybody secretly.
Do you? So you have secret rage. Yeah.
So
I'm a shifty Asian.
It's not that secret, Bubba.
Shifty Asian.
What about you? Where does most of your rage stem from?
My rage, one time I almost got beat up on Christmas Eve in the Springfield Mall parking
a lot.
A lot
happening on Christmas Eve.
Man, my birthday sucks.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
That's his birthday, yeah.
When Christ was born. Yeah. This guy, like, there's like this weird intersection, and like the guy, I tried to go, and the guy honked at me, and he got out of his car. I was like, fuck you. And then he actually got out of his car, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Talk about your all-time backfire.
Oh my God, all-time backfire. I did not expect this dude to call me. He was like older, and he's like, I'll fucking wipe your, you know, he's just
ass.
Very
sick. Your baby. I'll wipe your ass, your baby.
I'll change your diaper for you.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm getting more confrontational as I get older.
Yeah,
I think that, like, and I'm getting, like, more aggressive.
Is it like a death wish?
Yeah, it's kind of like falling down, but not, like, that severe. Like,
yeah.
I'm starting to, like, with the exception of that lady, because it caught me so off guard, because I did not expect it from her.
Right.
But if, like, someone pisses me off, it's getting to the point now where, like, I just don't care anymore. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, okay, you want to take this to the next level? Let's go. I have nothing to live for.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I'm 38. The American dream failed me. Like, what else? Yeah.
There is no real American
I'm
dream.
Ready.
That's a different conversation, but there is no real American
dream. It's a cancer
dream.
Is what it really is, and it just eats
anybody
you
who says they've had the American dream and they've made it and they struggled had parents or people back bankrolling them the whole fucking time.
Well, what I've come to understand, and I think you have, all of us as well, since we...
I'm still delusional, though.
Like, except for me, I'm going to make it
one day.
But I've,
this
I've,
podcast is going to take off.
Every time...
Every time these mics turn on, I'm like, this is my chance.
This is the moment. just takes one ear. That's it. One ear.
I think every time I look into, like, the backstories of, like, some of these bands.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, musicians, actors, stand-up comedians, they all come from money.
Yeah.
Like, Adam Levine comes from, Maroon 5 comes from, like, a butt ton of money.
Sure, yeah.
Vampire Weekend comes from a butt ton of money.
Yeah.
There's stand-up comedians that I've come to find that are like, oh, yeah, well, mom and, like, John Mulaney, both of his parents...
We're rich.
Yeah.
Like doctors or something,
his
right?
Lawyers.
Lawyers,
his dad
yeah.
represented Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. Because the new special.
Yeah, the new special's great.
Yeah,
he
gives
got
it
that
up.
Clinton money.
Yeah, but wonder who he's voting for.
But you think about it, and it's very difficult for people of our socioeconomic status, I guess you could say,
yeah,
to really make it, because you need financial support like you wouldn't believe. Like,
yeah.
It's not easy for guys like us to follow our dreams
or follow the American dream
because we're not supposed to.
Well, and they make it harder and harder every year, too.
Every year.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Look at college. You used to be able to work your way through college. Even when I first started, it was still kind of a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now it's you know, like Westchester University is like $20,000 a year.
Like, and even then, you're not guaranteed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't leave there with the guarantee of a job.
No.
And then, then you have to spend money on an extra 2 years at least to get
a master's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get a job.
My brother graduated Millersville University in January of 1996. And he graduated with $12,500 in student loan debt. And at the time, I was like, oh, my God, that's holy cow. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
And now that's like half a semester.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
It's in 20 years we've gone from that.
Yeah,
you know, and I just feel like it's just a way to keep the middle class down. You know, if you're starting at $100,000 in debt, you're not gonna be able to buy a house. You're not gonna be able
right.
to buy a car. You know, it's
and you do,
and
but
and
then you'll be house poor.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey guys,
it's just burying you more and more,
yeah.
finding ways to bury you more.
Yeah,
and more
and
debt.
But it's also the reverse, because now you can't buy more goods and services. You can't go out and just buy a new car.
Well, I've got enough goods.
Oh, you do got the goods.
I'll handle the services.
The goods and services. That sounds like a really bad WWE tag team. You know, goods and services.
Yeah. Come on out for a consult this weekend. Okay.
Our finisher is the under the table rim job.
That is a good end service.
And it's the finisher. Wow, that's.
But my Roll Rage story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you say Roll Aids?
Roll Aids story.
My
yes.
Roll Aids story?
I was having a stomach problem last week. No, okay. So I always get in trouble on the road. I think I told the story about the guy I got into an argument with somebody on Chestnut one time, and the guy told a cop that I flashed a gun at him.
Are you serious?
Yeah. This one time.
How long ago?
This fucking guy cut me off, so I held my horn, and he just ignored me. And that just pissed me off.
Yeah.
So I got over and I got right next to his car, mm-hmm. and I just had the window down, and I was like, use your turn signal, like asshole, or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you serious? And I happened to pull up behind a cop,
mm-hmm.
so I was like already weary about like starting shit.
Yeah.
He's like, you're just doing that because there's a cop there. I'm like, what? No, I'm not. If anything, I'm doing this more because there's I don't know. I wasn't doing it for fucking protection. I
yeah,
was doing
right,
it because
right.
I was pissed. So I do
that. I wish
that
cop wasn't here so I could punch you in the face.
Yeah. And so then the traffic starts and I cut him off. I cut him off because he cut me off and I was kind of like, my fuck you. And then next thing you know, he like kind of hangs back and I see him go next to, like he was driving next to the cop. And then a minute later, he comes driving up in front of me and slams his brakes right in front of me in the middle of an intersection. And then he takes off.
Wow.
And then next thing you know, the cops put the lights on. I'm like, yeah, get that son of a bitch. Cops pull me over, And
what?
He pulls me over and he's like, and he walks up and he's like, license, registration. He's like, wait. Do you have a gun in the car? I'm like, what? No. He's like, that car stopped us and told us that you flashed a gun at him. I'm like, no, you could search my vehicle. Yeah. Not thinking I had a prop gun in the back, but I didn't use it. I swear to God. So then he was like, man, then he just got all pissed off. And that was like the end of that story. But the other day, I got many stories. And this is one where I was going to work and I was like by like Chestnut, Walnut, and 30th Street.
Yeah.
And I turned up 30th Street so I can turn down Walnut.
Yeah.
And as I was doing that, like, it's only a two-lane road, one going, you know, going different directions.
Right. Yes.
There was a truck parked in the opposite direction, and then there was a truck behind it waiting to go. And I was going to pass the truck that was parked.
Yes.
And the truck behind the parked truck decides that it's his turn to go. So I have to, like, slam my brake and let this guy go because... Right. So as he, like, starts to cut over, and he's in a giant, like, 30-foot steak body truck. So it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, chill out. That means you're already at work. You're already on the clock.
Yeah, right.
Chill the fuck out.
No need to rush.
So he does that, and he goes by me, and I just, like, give, like, a little fucking finger. I was just like, fuck you, man. Like, giving the finger to anybody. Like, I give the finger, like, to everybody. I give the finger to the fucking dogs. Yeah. Like, to babies. Like, oh, cool dog. Yeah.
Fuck you,
I just fucking do it all the time. So I do that, and then as soon as he drives by, I hit the gas again, and I'm stopped at a fucking red light, a line. And I'm like, fuck, are you serious? Like, and then I look in my rear view, the truck's parking, and the dude gets out of his truck, and he's in one of those uniforms, like a full-body uniform. Like, he looks like Sean's dad from Boy Meets World.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like
a mechanic uniform.
Yeah, and he's like an older white guy pushing 50, and I see him just, like, with this angry look on his face, like, turn towards my SUV and start fucking booking it up like this, like, open palm, like Terminator 2. Like, Terminator 2, like, the fucking cop. And he runs. I was like, there's no way he's coming up to – I just gave him a middle finger. There's no way he's coming up to my car. Maybe he dropped something. I don't know. He's not coming up to my – and the next thing I know, he's at my fucking window. And I put my window down because I'm like, oh, let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him because I would honestly get out. I feel like I would honestly get – I didn't. Let's clarify.
But I feel like I could have.
But he comes up to my window, and I'm waiting for him to say something mean. And he says, like, why the fuck did you flip me off? And he seemed, like, so upset at the fact that I flipped him off. Like, he just wanted a reason. Like, he wasn't angry.
You ruined his day.
He wasn't like, fuck you, you fat motherfucker, which is what I was waiting for. He was just like, why the fuck did you flip me off? It was my turn. He was just going off about, like, why I flipped him off and how it was his turn. It wasn't. But I'm like, go ahead, say something. Say something. I've got this fucking pipe sitting next to my seat. I'm like ready to like use it.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
Like a smoking pipe?
Yeah. Crack.
One second.
No, so he's yelling at me, and I'm looking at him. I'm looking at his, like I said, he's like pushing 50. He's this white guy. He's in a mechanical uniform. You could tell, honestly, that I just ruined his day. And his eyes, like I told this at an open mic the other day, because I think there might be something here, but I was like, his eyes, like, he looked so upset. It looks like his son just came out to him that morning. You know what I mean? Like, his eyes looked like two Adele songs. Like, they were very sad. He was shaking. He was just like, why? Why did you flip me off? And I'm like, Jesus. I start to feel fucking bad for him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he probably had, like, the shittiest day in the world.
Seriously. Just ruined his day. Like, he's going to get back in his truck and start, like, targeting joggers. You know?
No,
and
he's just going to start. He's going to take pictures of you and follow you.
Yeah. Well, dude, he's just sitting there and he's shaking, and I'm like, I just want to be like, hey, look, man, I am sorry. Obviously, that meant more to you than it did to me. And, like, I'm really sorry. I can tell you're having a bad day. But if I do that, I look like a bitch, right?
Not all the time.
Yeah.
No. Sometimes you can de-escalate a situation by going, nah, fuck my
bad. He ran up to my fucking window. I can't. Like, and he's screaming at me, just why?
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 Why did you
do
that?
But he's not making any threats to you, so you could just say, if he's just even screaming, you could be like, the guy clearly wants an answer. There's something else under that. Like, he didn't get an answer for something else in his life.
Yeah, like a grown man blubbering.
You know?
Yeah, for something else.
Like, he's looking for some other answer. You're just on the conscious level. No, but you can de-escalate that situation. Say, look, man, I've done it. I'm like, look, dude, I'm an asshole. And they're like, oh, man, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can sometimes just de-escalate a situation just by being a human being.
And then you guys go get a beer.
And then you jerk them off. I mean, that's how it works. Like,
hey, I went with, fuck you, pussy, and I pepper sprayed him. that's what I did. No.
No,
like, it, the fucking bitchiest thing I could have said was, have a nice day.
You are such a fucking...
I know. That's what I fucking did. Because he didn't say anything mean to me, so I was just like... I saw his eyes.
Have a nice day.
A grown man is crying in your window.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I was like, what? This is like...
A broken man.
Yeah, this is like 9:30. I'm already like a half hour late. I'm like, look, just have a nice day.
Try to keep your chin up.
Yeah.
Hey, and things get better,
give
buddy.
Give him $5 and say, go grab yourself something nice.
Yeah.
For all. Dump your change in him.
That's what I did. And that's I said, have a nice day.
Or you start yelling rape out the window.
Rape!
That would have been so good. That would have been the best.
That's how you handle that situation. Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
Why the fuck did you do that?
Rape! Rape!
Start blowing a whistle.
Oh, fuck. I can't handle it.
So, yeah, that was my road rage.
Oh, my God. Jim.
And that, so, okay, so I've made it a point because I told, like, I didn't tell Michelle about it until, like, late that night because she gets upset when she hears this kind of stuff.
Because she's a gentle soul.
Yeah. Like, well, okay, so there's a Starbucks on Baltimore Pike that's up by Springfield Mall. It's right. A little bit past it. Well, when you turn that, like, the way the parking lot sucks and we have to turn left out of it and people always, like, go over the white line, yes. You know, where you're supposed to stop. Yeah. So every time they do it, Michelle's driving, I'm like, get close to the car. Get close to the car. Get close to the car. To the point where she started listening. And she's like, look, you do that way too often, and I'm starting to listen to you. One of these days I'm going to hit a car. You need to stop. So, yeah, I've tried. I only honked at one person since then. And I didn't – okay, let's rephrase. I didn't stop because I'm a bitch and I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I just know, one, it could have gone a lot worse.
Yeah.
If it was somebody who wanted the fucking throwdown.
Sure.
That would have been awful. And I think the thing that really bothered me is like that knowing that I really upset that guy.
Yeah.
Like I really bothered him. And that I didn't like that. I don't like bothering people.
Right.
Well,
yeah, it's like fucking up someone's day like that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I've had a couple instances where people honked at me in the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen them. Like yesterday I was in the car with Shell. And, you know, the part right on, what was it, 320? Or 420. What's right by 420? Right in front of Sweet Taco, Sproul Road.
Like Grateful actually, Dead concert 420, bro.
Yeah, bro. When you're going to Springfield Mall, how it goes from two lanes to one. You know what I'm talking about? Right by Pat's house. Like if you're going towards the Springfield Mall.
I know what you're talking about. That's when you're Sproul pulling
Road.
Up Sproul Road.
Yeah.
Sproul Road. Yes.
So the two lanes go into one, and like it was going every other car, and I was in the right lane because there was a jam up in the left lane.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody was waiting to go left.
Yeah.
So I got into the right lane with a bunch of other cars. And we're going every other car. And the car that's supposed to, like, kind of, like, fit, you know, continue the pattern.
Yeah.
The sides are not going to let me in.
Oh.
They started, like, racing up
behind
the other car.
I'm that guy.
Yeah, no, I've done, I've done that,
yo,
too.
Yo, Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
okay. So you know how the lanes fucking end and it becomes one giant lane and it slims down. So the lane ends. I'm up still in the right lane, and it's starting to slim down. It's starting to thin down, and I just start like my turn signal's been on the whole time, and she just slams the gas and then holds her horn. My fucking window's down, so the horn's in my fucking ear. Oh. I'm like, oh, like I had like a panic moment. And then I, like, look over. I see this lady just going with her hand. That was me trying to, like.
Yeah, I know. You're,
so
your
I,
dumb hand that you hope is
chopped
off.
I can't do it in the podcast.
Yeah.
And, like, what was she doing?
Jake is now moving his hand.
So then I just, like, she's holding her horn. She held it for, like, a good 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right. So I'm not going to let her in front of me at this point. I was already, my car was already half in front of hers to begin with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So I just continued.
Point of no return.
I just continued my merge over. And then she like throws her hand up in the air and starts, she's on the phone. She's on the phone And then she reaches her head out the window, Ace Ventura style, and starts yelling shit at me. I'm like, really? And I was like, I've been that person, and it was disgusting. I'm only 4 days in. So,
do you think that it's like that meme I see on Facebook all the time? It's
what's
like,
that?
Everybody is fighting some sort of battle. So maybe we shouldn't, you know, maybe someone's having a bad day, you know? I mean, yesterday I was driving up to Oxford, Pennsylvania. My brother lives there. And there was two cars, and everyone was going slow. And I'm like, what the motherfuck is going on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I want
to
get to my, I was going to a breakfast, and I was very hungry. It was like 9 in the morning. And I'm starting to lose my shit. And I'm like, I'm just about to hit the horn. And then I see it as we crest on a hill. There's an Irish, or not Irish. There's an Irish horse and buggy. There's an Amish.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me, I got this pot of gold left
I'm trying
over.
To find the motherland.
So there's an Amish horse and buggy. So here I'm, this asshole who's about to lay on the horn because two people are driving 5 miles an hour. And I'm like, so sometimes it's just.
You got off the exit and you were doing that.
Yeah, I got off the exit. Like, I got like, I was like, why is everyone driving two miles an hour when I like, I was just doing 80. And then we like, and I was hungry.
Yeah.
And they had coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was hangry.
Hangry.
Yeah.
Very. Women get hangry. So that's my Amish story, you know? I was like, hey, you guys want to hang out or something? Rumspringa? Give my phone number in case they want to hook up.
Yeah. What's a phone?
What's a phone?
Demon.
All right. You wanna wrap this one up? Do you have any road stories? You want to...
Road stories?
Road stories to wrap this up?
Dude, he's so good looking. He only gets road head.
Oh, I wish. That would be lovely. No, Meg yells at me when I get angry in the car.
Meg yells at me when I get roadhead.
No, no, no. Or she's in the back yelling at you while some other chick's sucking you off.
Oh, dude, I saw that happen. I saw it happen 2 days ago. I was stuck on traffic on 76.
You watched?
Somebody get roadhead. They were right in front of me. I couldn't tell, but this dude. So, like, it's just. I just see this guy just driving, right?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I see. Ahead, like next thing you know, I see somebody in the passenger seat, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, and she's like leaning over and kissing his cheek and leaning her head on his head.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it disappears. I'm like,
"What?
It's what is going on?" And they're stuck in like we're going 5 miles an hour on 76, and I'm like, "No." And the next thing you know, her head's back up, and she's like basically sitting on the console, like kissing his head, stroking his head.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're like, you know, he's fucking getting it right now.
Wait, and the girl in the back was doing it?
No. She was in the front seat the whole time.
Okay. I thought
but it was just like she was sitting
there was
on
a girl in the back too rubbing his head or something.
That would have been cool.
That would have been great because I would have parked the car on the side of the road and just got involved.
Getting massaged.
Yeah.
But if I get road rage in the car, like if I even curse while I'm behind the wheel, Meg just shuts down. She's like, she won't talk to me for the rest of the car ride home.
Wow.
Yeah, so like
she gets mad at you.
Yeah, she does not like me getting angry.
Michelle gets very mad too. Yeah. Especially because when I go to fight these guys, I put down her window.
She said it.
Yeah.
Take my wife.
Or I'll make a fast left turn and it's her side. Sorry, honey. I thought you put out this paper.
You drift, so the car spins, and it's her like this. Like,
this is how we were oriented the entire time, sir.
It's just some large Irish Delco asshole.
On a horse and buggy.
Yeah. No, but it's actually helped keep me in check, though. So now like, I'd find myself not getting angry behind the wheel as much anymore.
Cool. I get even more mad because she starts on me. She's like, really? You're going to, I don't know where that voice came from.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't do that. No.
No, don't
But
ever.
She's like, yeah. She just gets mad. She's like, you're an idiot. Don't do that. You suck.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe she doesn't say
that. I get nothing. I get the silent treatment.
Wow.
Yeah.
She shuts down just like.
Is she Irish?
Like, she is.
Oh, that's why.
Yep.
That's how they deal with her. Yeah.
Me too. I'm half Irish, and that's how I deal with things.
All right, yeah. So, you know, you're well-versed in the Irish
culture. Yeah, I'm very good at not responding to people.
All right, well, let's call this on account of darkness. This was a good episode back.
It was, yeah.
And a nice surprise visit from our
thanks for coming by.
The host of Slut Gaming.
For the last half hour, I just slid right in.
Yeah,
like I was
perfect.
Part of the show.
Sounds like my Friday night. Thank you.
I know, you were very tight.
Yeah. Kegels.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on time next time. We'll be right back.
Guys, good job.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Just randomly came
in. Funny, I was like, I'm still like hammered from last night, and I said to these guys, I was like, well, maybe when Cupsy shows up, he can just take over, and I'll go take a nap in the corner.
It worked.
Yeah, it worked.
Dude, I thought because Jake said you guys were going on 11:20.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, I know Jake. It's about 11:40.
Yeah, we started at 11:50.
And that's what I realized when I slid in that you guys probably just started. Like, I was like, this is fucking Jake and Bubba.
No.
Perfect. Your show is called You're Late.
That's right. We're going to use your catchphrase that you gave us in this. Making America late again.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Jake, I couldn't stop laughing about it. Like, I said it to Jake. I was like,
he knows how late I am.
We were supposed to meet one day, and it's like, man, I haven't heard from Jake yet.
Yeah, that happened last time we did the fucking podcast.
Yep,
man.
Yeah,
last
week.
I'm sorry.
No, dude, it's fine.
And the thing is, like, I'm okay with it. I'm like, all right, like.
Yeah,
I was just worried about it, like making sure he was okay because he's not answering my phone call. Like, it's like have you seen this?
I wasn't ghosting you.
No,
guys.
No, I know.
Was like,
no,
I was sleeping.
No, I know.
You're too nice of a guy to ghost anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that you're either like dick deep in something,
yeah.
or you're asleep.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And it's usually because I stay up way too late.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna write. It's 4:00. I'm like, I'm gonna. My brain hurts. I haven't written one thing.
Did you guys see Daredevil yet?
No, I haven't. Actually, I haven't finished the first season yet. I have to finish the first one.
All right, you want to get this intro down?
Yes.
38.
38.